morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. It is 8:34. I'm joined 6 feet away from Charlene Dew with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, we've got some nice weather here today, but it seems this COVID business has been having its way with us a little bit. And I think a lot of us are plugging away every day, just like you and Big Brothers and Big Sisters have each and every day in order to make things work for those who really need the services.
That's correct. We're all having to adapt what we did every day to a new way to deliver it and to stay safe at the same time.
But we still have a need for bigs. We always will, won't we?
Yes, we do. And now even more so, that one-to-one mentoring relationship is very important, but it's critical during these times because our children are at home. Some of our children, their main stability might have been going to school.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're now at home, and their parents, for most of them are going to be single parents, are focused on making tough decisions for their family, you know, either, you know, their employment situations. And the mentors are the one consistent person there to be able to listen, to talk to about how they feel about the isolation and not seeing their friends, and provide that support that can help them get through this.
Now, it's very important to have some big people in your life, people to model, people to, you know, say, hey, wow, that's different. That looks like it's a little easier. Looks like it's a little bit more fun. And this is where the littles learn a little thing called responsibility and, you know, some self-respect and a few other life lessons along the way, a little aha moments, as they say, all while they're just seemingly having fun with their bigs.
That's correct.
That's the best lesson to learn, is that you learn a lot when you don't even know you're learning it at all.
Right. And many our bigs will say that they came in to, you know, give back to the community, to help a child, and didn't realize how much it was going to impact their life as well.
Well, every time you brought in a big, one thing that's always been the common thread, it's a big smile and a big heart. And many of our bigs have gone back and become bigs again. I've noticed that too.
Right. They've had successful matches, and they're, you know, a lot of them will take a little break in between, but then they'll come back to be matched again. And our mentors were, we've asked them back when everybody started isolating, to only meet with their littles virtually. So they've been doing video chats or, you know, texts or calls. And some of them are getting quite creative. One of our matches played Songbox a couple of weeks ago and had a great time.
They can do that tonight, by the way.
Yeah. So, you know, some of them are becoming very creative about how they're getting together with their littles. You know, it might be dropping off at a safe distance, like, okay, it's on the porch, you know, some game to play or something like that. And it's a more of a challenge because everything has to be done at a distance, and it's requiring more creativity on the part of the bigs to be able to continue to do that. Last week, Megan, our program staff, delivered, and PJ, a volunteer for us, delivered Easter bags to all of the littles.
Oh,
just
how nice.
Dropped it off on their porch. And
good touch.
And a little bit of candy, a little bottle of bubbles, and a little note in there to help them to appreciate their bigs as well.
Oh, so that is really wonderful. And like you say, it's a little creativity going a long, long way to keep that engagement going, and it is so important.
Well, and it's very important because if we're 2 or 3 months with no contact, that's really difficult to come back from that. So it's not only important for the health of the match long term that they maintain the contact, but it's critical for that little who may not have anybody else to talk to about how scary all this is.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
And we're also, Megan, our program staff is looking at ways to support our parents and guardians, you know, helping mm-hmm. them to know where they might get extra food or things. Because some, you know, some of our families know that, that some of our families that may have just lost a job, they're new to what are the resources in the community. So it's getting those resources out there, helping the parents to know how to talk to their children about this. And a friend, Brenda Prufer, made 90 face masks. And we've been giving those out to the Bigs and to our parent guardians that have requested them. And, you know, for a lot of our Bigs will already have connections, you know, the friend sews or, you know, but it's the, our parent guardians who are saying, yes, we don't have any masks, and they don't have the resources. You know, they don't have the sewing machine or the friend who's making masks or whatever. And so we were giving those out to them as they ask as well.
That is really cool. Now, when we are looking for mentors, and we never stop.
That.
You brought up something a couple of visits ago that I was not aware. Not only do we have big brothers, not only do we have big sisters, but we have big couples.
That's correct. I think, and we've been trying to promote that more. It's kind of one of those best kept secrets. Although
it works really well.
we have a number. We have several big couples, and the husband and wife come in. They're screened separately, and then they're matched with one child, usually a boy, and it works really well for couples that want to give back to the community but don't want to take more time away from each other, like if their career or they just do better, you know, like maybe one of them is shyer, you know, and it's just the benefit to the child is that they get a female role model, a male role model, and a healthy marriage role model.
And that's really important too, because sometimes kids in the situation needing a big don't necessarily have two parents. Quite honestly, it's usually a one-parent situation, isn't it?
For the most part, yeah. Or grandparents raising children.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's another thing, and that's becoming a little bit more common than I thought, too.
Correct. And we are still recruiting, and we still need bigs. The national guidelines have been adapted at the national level that set the standards for Big Brother, Big Sister programs. Have allowed us to do virtual interviews. So we're still recruiting. We still want to get the interviews done and everything so that when we are released to be able to get back together, we will have everything ready so we can make those matches and get started serving the kids.
That'll be great. The new kids, yeah. There's always the youngs, littles that are waiting, and we really want to match them up and get things rolling, but only under the proper circumstances. That's why there's a little bit of a match process, right?
Right. There's very definitely a match process. Yeah. and we're about evenly split between boys and girls right now, slightly few more boys. And we need people with all kinds of interests. You know, there's because for every child has a different set of interests or different things that they might want to learn or different challenges that they're facing. So, you know, each adult that's coming in has the same things, you know, and so they're matched on the basis of personality, common interests, what the child's needs are, and what the volunteer's strengths mm-hmm. are. Oh, and so to do that, we do interviews with the parent guardian and with the child to determine what are the child's needs and their personality and interests. And then we also do extensive interviews with the prospective volunteers, same thing, so that we can match them based on those four criteria.
That's very good. Fundraising, how's that been going? I know that it's ongoing. It has to go on because you need funds in order to operate. But kind of in this new environment, how are we doing?
Well, fortunately for Bartlesville, our bowl for kids' sake was over. The actual events were over on February 28th.
Ooh.
Yes. The rest of the state tends to follow us. We're the first bowl out, and they were all scheduled across the state and the other five sites to kick off on March the 15th. So all of them, all the color runs, the or the Runs with Color, I guess. Mm-hmm. The Bow for Kids' Sake in all the other five sites have all been rescheduled to August. And so that's creating a significant impact on cash flow, as well as when you reschedule an event, you're never quite sure if it will hold the way it may have held. And the Taste of Tulsa has been rescheduled to August as well.
Yeah, that's going to change up your calendar a little bit, not only for the folks who are putting it on, but the folks who are used to doing these things year after year after year.
Yeah, now our so they've started it's a bigger together campaign, which the idea behind it is that many will give a little. So you're not going out for that night out. You're not going to the game. You're not going to the movies or out for lunch. So if you take what you would have spent on those activities and make a contribution, then that will help to offset some of the lost revenue. And if people are interested, they can go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma Facebook page, or to there's also a Facebook page for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma Bartlesville, and it's a little blue banner. They can find that. Locally, our Bowl for Kids' Sake, we had 84 teams, which is slightly more teams than we had last year. About 409 participants. And we really appreciate the participants and the people who sponsored them. Mm-hmm. And our presenting sponsor was DSR, and our two campaign sponsors are ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. Plus, we had a lot of other sponsors at other levels. We raised $103,000. Which is 82% of our goal. Mm-hmm. So we're still about 23,000 short. And Bowl for Kids' Sake is our largest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, for years have said, you know, Bowl for Kids' Sake goes well, the rest of the year goes well. Bowl for Kids' Sake is short. It has a direct impact because all of our funding is funding that comes from Bowl for Kids' Sake, our big event dinner and auction, which is always in August. Anyway, and individual giving. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're concerned about how our big event's going to go in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, because nobody knows where we're going to be with this virus, plus which everybody's rescheduling into August.
Oh, so, yeah.
So there's a lot of dynamics, I think, for funding being pretty... Yeah, fluid is a good word.
Trying to be positive here.
Yeah.
And folks, if you are in a position of comfort where that's not going to harm your finances, but it'll warm your heart, you just talk to Charlene and we can make sure that that'll go to good use as far as contribution is concerned.
Yes, and it's really because everybody's situation is different.
You
can't. Some people their jobs are in jeopardy, or they're supporting family members who have lost jobs, other family members who have lost jobs. Some are dealing with illness. Mm-hmm. So for those of us that are still healthy,
yes.
and for whom that, you know, $25 or that $50 or, you know, whatever is not going to create a hardship for us, it would certainly make a big difference for Big Brothers Big Sisters to be able to continue to do the work that we do.
And Charlene, we're coming to a close of our time here, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just say that, you know, yeah, the days do just sort of all roll together. Statewide, staff are working from home. I'm still going into the office because there's only two of us there, and Megan's working from home, and I'm working at the office. I like my dual monitors and my keyboard.
You get spoiled with that.
Yeah, you do get spoiled with that. But I would say, you know, the only two resources that we need are money and volunteers, and we need both of them. Mm-hmm. And so we've already talked about, you know, if you want to make a financial contribution, you can just call our office. You can mail us a check. You can go online to our Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma website. You can you know, whatever, however that works. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in being a mentor and you've been thinking about that, or you know someone who is, who you think, oh, you know, my friend X would be a great mentor and friend mm-hmm. to a child, talk to them and say, hey, you know, why don't you think about being a big brother? That's how most of our recruitment happens.
That's how I understand it works pretty well, too.
Personal, you know, personal contact. And people tend to think about it for a while because it is a commitment. We ask for mm-hmm. at least a year. Mm-hmm. And so you don't know. You're talking to your friend may be the just what they need to move them off of, I've been thinking about that for a year, mm-hmm. to actually filling out an application. Other people, you may be planting a seed that they start thinking about, you know, I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could involve a child in the things I'm already doing and have some fun and give back to the community and help change a life.
Wow. Let's think about that, folks, for a moment. Let's change a life. Let's do something for the better. Charlene, thank you. And again, your contact information?
Well, it's always a challenge doing that on the radio.
It is. It gets kind of long.
My phone number yeah. is 918-213-4524.
That's easy to remember.
And the website address, you just have to think Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma.
Put it into Google, it'll take you there.
Yeah, and it's bbbsok.org.
There you are. I want to thank you for coming in here. It's a pleasure having you 6 feet away from me here in the studio. I don't feel so lonely. And always great to talk about Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Charlene Dew, thank you very, very much. And we've got more coming up. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Our time now is 8:51.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
At Fisher and